Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ken Sterling does afternoons on CBS Sports Radio 1430 in Indianapolis. Ken, thanks for coming on the bench. It's a huge day for Colts fans to see Andrew Luck throwing a football, I would imagine.
It was. There were white plumes of smoke that came out of the indoor practice facility, and the skies parted and the sun shone, and the city of Indianapolis rejoiced as Andrew Luck threw a high school game style football around the yard about 12 times this afternoon.
So what did everyone think when they finally saw him throwing a football?
Well, you kind of wanted to see what he was going to do next, right? You knew that he just warmed up a little bit, and then you wanted to see if he was going to, like, they ran a couple of drills where he had to roll out, and he threw in the direction he was running. The other guys threw kind of across their body, away from their body, and you wanted to see if Luck was going to be held out of those reps, and he was. It was all very, very controlled, but he did throw with velocity. You know, he's clearly not kind of game ready, and he said that afterwards in the press availability. But what he did do, he threw with a little bit of zip, and granted it was a high school football, but it's a step in the right direction. And the thing that I think was most revealing was in the media availability afterward, he was really happy. When you read what he had to say, you can never really tell what's in his head, but when you're around him, either he's really happy or he's kind of crestfallen and despondent. And not that he's like manic depressive, but today he was really, really happy in opposition of his behavior like last October, where he was clearly kind of agitated and upset by the way his body was responding. This was like happy Andrew Luck, and that's a good thing.
So, Ken, you know, you're on in Indy in the afternoons and everything. What was the fan reaction today to, like, on the show that he was back?
You know what? There's still a lack of trust because of what happened last year with Jim Irsay getting up after a preseason game saying the bicep is pristine and Andrew Luck, he's going to be back and we expect him back for the opener and all of that claptrap, which just wound up being a series of lies. So there's a distrust and an acknowledgement that, you know, we're just under 3 months away from the regular season opener on September 9th against Cincinnati here at Lucas Oil Stadium. And I think people want to see what he looks like when he throws in a regular season game. They want to see him get hit a little bit, see him bounce up and show an amount of resiliency. And once that happens, I think people relax a little bit. But I think there's a lot of trepidation still. And a lot of thought that, you know, we'll believe it when we see it, and we're not going to get too bent out of shape excited because we've been down that road before.
How about Frank Reich? What's the attitude about Frank getting the gig?
You know, I think everybody here is really kind of happy that it all went down the way it did and that Josh McDaniels didn't become the head coach. Nobody here really trusts him. There's a taint about everything Patriots, at least to Colts fans. And Frank Reich came after winning a Super Bowl as the offensive coordinator. He has history here. He was here toward the tail end of the Polian regime when Bill was here and Frank had played for Polian and then started his coaching career here. And so there's a trust with Frank Reich. And the one thing that people feel really good about Frank Reich for is that he's not Chuck Pagano. And so people here feel like, you know what, whatever happens, this has got to be better than that.
Wow, and I remember when they loved that guy. So tell me what the response has been so far to Quentin Nelson, the kid out of Notre Dame. He's a nasty guy up front. I think they're going to be in love with this guy in their trenches for the next decade in Indy.
You know, we haven't seen him do anything but kind of shell work during OTAs and during minicamp, but there was a celebrity softball game last weekend or last Thursday at the end of OTAs. And Quentin Nelson played, And Lance Stephenson of the Pacers was playing short, and there was a ground ball, and they flipped the ground ball to Stephenson at second. And Nelson, for a minute, he's bearing down on Lance Stephenson. It looked like he was going to slide and take Stephenson out so he couldn't complete the double play. And I think at that moment, at least all the people who were at Victory Field watching that softball game thought, okay, this guy's a Colt. We like this guy. He's ready to take people out in a celebrity softball game. I think he's plenty mean enough to play left guard for the Colts.
So it's been, I think, far too long since they were good. I remember when things were in order in the NFL and, you know, Luck was playing. They were good. They were a playoff team. They were dangerous. And now they've been terrible for a few years. I bet people there are just chomping at the bit for them to be good again.
Well, you're kind of hoping, you know, Colts fans are, that somehow this turns into 2012 again. You know, where the roster really wasn't very good. Bruce Arians has called it a variety of profane names, as he was the acting head coach when Chuck Pagano was battling cancer. But he said that Andrew Luck was so good that he just kind of compelled that team to be 11-5 and go to the playoffs. And I think that there's some hope that if Andrew Luck is as good as Andrew Luck says that he's going to be, says he's going to be better than ever, that may be wishful thinking. But if he is, then there's a chance to turn this thing around a little bit. And you look at the statistics from last year, the Colts had halftime leads that they blew again and again and again. They had leads going into the fourth quarter that they blew again and again and again. And there's been some progress made through the draft, not through free agency, but through the draft. And I think that Colts fans are seeing this as kind of a slow build. Chris Ballard is very eager, I guess, to sort of temper expectations and manage us through this period where there's going to be, you know, growth by fits and spurts. And you know, nobody within the Colts organization is saying, hey, let's go make the playoffs this year. This is a playoff team right now. That defense is still completely chaotic. I'm not sure that there's a starting linebacker on the roster right now. There are guys who have started, but guys like Antonio Morrison, as long as he's on the roster,
right,
you don't feel very good about that linebacking core because he's terrible. He can't play dead. The defensive front, pretty good. The secondary, a lot of injuries back there with Quentin Nelson and Malik Hooker and Clayton Gathers. So, you know, knock wood, you're hoping for the best.
Listen, that was a great line. So anyway, let me, I did want to say their defense is just absolutely filled with nobodies. I mean, it is something else. So good luck to them. I got to ask you a question. You know, I grew up in Indiana. I'm a Hoosier. Yeah. The 500 and everything, like, I've been to it so many times, and I just think it's the most fabulous thing. But why is it, do you think, that, I mean, now, I understand 300,000-400,000 people show up there and party, so you would never know it. Because when you're there, it's like the greatest spectacle you've ever experienced in your life. It's a bucket list thing. But why do you think it is that nobody else anywhere gives a rat's ass about it? Because it really bothers me.
You know, I feel the same way. And I talk to people in St. Louis, where I lived a little bit, in Chicago, where I grew up, down in Louisville, I lived a little bit. And I'm like, you got to come up here and you got to see this thing once, because if you see it once, you're going to want to see it again and again and again.
Right.
Plus, it's a lot of fun. And I just can't get people to buy in. But again, like you said, there are 300,000 there every Sunday before Memorial Day, and they just love the hell out of it. So you kind of got me. What that series needs and what that race needs is some drama. They need some conflict. They need to not WWF it up, but they got to get something, you know, some buzz about that thing. They got to get some acrimony, right, some drama, and it's completely bereft of that. All these people are nice guys.
So who were the best high school basketball teams this year in the state?
New Albany was pretty good.
Right.
Warren Central won the state championship. Ben Davis was pretty good. Everybody's excited about Romeo Langford from New Albany going to IU.
Right.
Today was his first day on campus, and so everybody's kind of jazzed about that.
Today was his first day on campus?
Yep.
So what do you got? He has to go.
Reported.
Oh, he has to go to, like, summer school or something?
Yep. Yeah, they get some classes under their belt and go through workouts and some strength and right. conditioning and that kind of thing. So, yeah, people are kind of jazzed about
that. I just want you to know, Kent, that in the summer when I went to Indiana, and this is in 1983 yeah. to 87, I just want you to know that I lived there in the summers, and I would do everything from jump in the quarries to drink a keg of beer every day for upwards of the entire summer. So
I think we chewed a lot of the same turf maybe back in 1985 during that summer. I was there that
right.
summer.
It was really hot, too, right? It was really steamy, really hot. I was hanging out with Van Morrison, and I think that was his name, wasn't it? What was the big linebacker's name? They played for Indiana. What was
Van Waiters. Waiters.
Van Waiters. I called him Van Morrison. Yeah. Wasn't that a singer? But I drank a ton of beer, and I don't ever remember doing anything except lying to about 200 to 300 girls at Nick's and other bars, Kilroy's.
Well, that's why. That's the. Those are the underpinnings, the foundation that built Kilroy's. So, well played.
I love you. Hey, you're great on the show. You crack me up, Kent. Thanks for coming on CBS Sports Radio.
Thanks, Scott. I appreciate it.
I like that guy. Got some good lines tonight, talking about the Colts defense being that Morrison was terrible, and later I would call Van Morrison Van Waiters.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.